working, what I lose comes off of his income. But, you know, we didn't see this coming.
Yeah,
He
I'm
did
looking
give
to
me an EIDL grant.
the last communication that I had was they said to wait till January and file it all over again.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have to wait till January. It's December 26th that ends for the year for everybody. That's so I guess on either the 26th or the 27th you can start. I can't find it.
So what you said, Joyce, probably tells me I needn't try because of claiming a loss on taxes.
Well, I had to send in my previous tax return, which I did. It
Yeah.
still didn't get me anywhere.
I have an aversion to a lot of paperwork,
Me too.
especially if I'm going to get declined and
Well, it took a lot of time and a lot of work. And every time I called in, you get a different person who tells you to do something different. And you have to start all over again. Well, you know what? I'm not that incompetent. You know, I have a master's degree. This is stupid.
Yeah, I sent in the forms were 941. And I sent in for each quarter for last year. It's an employer's quarterly tax return.
You're a corporation. Well, you
Right.
said you were a corporation too, Joyce.
Yeah. And I'm going to send in the same ones and reapply again. If anything, I want it when they give you this, if there's an unemployment stimulus. I've heard that if it goes through, they've allocated an extra $300 a week. Unless I get busy. Don't know what the chances are of that.
Well, technically, without spending, I mean, I'm still doing okay. Without spending a lot on booth fees, I have really made just about the same amount of money as I made last year. So I'm getting real tired of virtual shows, though, and trying to figure out advertising. I'd rather just do a show.
I'm doing my first virtual show paperwork now. It's annoying. I'd rather be there and live in person.
Yeah, and I'm not selling much. The first few when it was a new thing, but now I'm running, there's three running right now with my work, and I'm getting, you know, three or four visitors a day. Whoopee. It's not any more than I normally get.
Yeah. What show are you doing, Joyce?
Beaux Arts just announced they're doing a virtual show instead of the actual show, so I have to turn everything in today.
I'm getting nothing from Eventme.
Well, the virtual shows have to build. They're not going to build overnight.
Yeah.
People have to get used to that idea.
The public has to get used to that.
That's what I
Yeah.
mean, the public, people. Yeah.
And I've done a lot of advertising for it and a lot, you know, mentioning my email and everything else.
I mean, once this pandemic is over, the shows may decide that the virtual shows cost too much.
I agree. And it's a lot of work.
I don't think we'll have any after that. Except for the Event Me add-on, which is one of the reasons I set it up anyway, if they decide to do that. I am adding back in metal. I had stopped doing it because I was using Bay Photo and I was having all kinds of quality control issues.
Are they drop shipping?
Well, I'm waiting for my first sample. I'm using Shiny Prints, which Jeff Coe recommended to me.
So yeah, well, you know what you can do? You can sign the file and use a different file each time if you're numbering.
Right, yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. But they are drop shipping, but after my experience with Bay Photo, I'm getting a sample first in my own, I got a place to hang it, so I'll hang it in the house.
Is this the metal you were talking about before, Allison?
Yeah. I mean, everything in my house is rejects and things that didn't sell.
Everything in my office are 30 by 40 prints of Dr. J.
Oh.
When the lab printed them and they made a mistake and they had to reprint, I would take the old prints and hang them up on the wall.
Yeah, that's about, I've got a lot of metal hanging in the house because of, Bay Photo oopses.
Are you a huge Dr. J fan, Larry?
I was a staff photographer for the Nets the 3 years he played for them.
Okay. Well, I grew up on the National Junior Tennis Circuit, so he had a tennis tournament in the Philly area, and when I won it, then he presented me with the award, and I got a kiss.
Oh, did you get a picture?
No, actually, because, that was like dinosaur ages before cell phones before and iPhone. All that. Yeah.
But the website is bermansports.com.
Okay.
And I have 400 or 500 pictures of him.
Excellent. Well, tell us one thing that you liked and one thing that you did not like about being a on-staff photographer for the New Jersey Nets.
It's not the New Jersey Nets. It's the New York Nets.
Oh, so I mean the New York Nets. Sorry.
And I was not on. It was never a salary. I used to sit at the edge of the court and take pictures. And one day the PR director came over to me and he says, I see you sitting here. Can you do some pictures for me?
Oh.
And for 3 years, I did all the pictures they needed.
So they paid you by the picture.
Yeah. And then I also supplied the NBA programs with pictures. I used to go to the Knicks games, the 76ers. Sometimes I drove up to Boston, did the Celtics. And they use my pictures all the time.
Did we get Ron back?
Looks like he never left, but he's probably not there.
I have a question, maybe you experts on virtual shows can answer. This is my first one I'm applying to. It's on their website that you fill everything in. But how do I save it if I can use it again?
Is it Eventme?
No, it's just Beaux Arts. It just says Beaux Arts, the name of the show.
Probably not.
You can't.
That's what I'm thinking. So I put in all these hours of work and I can't save it.
You can do screen captures of the pages.
Yeah.
And you can exactly. save the pictures you use.
I have a whole thing of pictures and a spreadsheet that I've done much, much more, longer ago I started doing that. So I have that, but It's basically every application is going to be slightly different, right? And so you have to start over from scratch.
See, that's why things like Eventney are really nice, because you do it once and you can use it for any show that's using Eventney.
They don't say what they're using.
Well, if it's on their website, they're doing it themselves.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I thought, yeah.
And there's a number of shows. Are they selling on their website, or are they sending them to your website?
I think they're making their own website, what I can tell from doing this, because my other artist friend filled it out as well. So I don't, you know, it doesn't say they're using anybody in particular, just their website.
Right, but are they making the sales, or who's actually making the sales?
That is not on the application. There's no place like we talked about for you know, shipping or anything.
Well, even paying.
It's free for me.
No, I mean, when somebody buys something, they have to pay for it. Are they paying you, or are they paying the show?
I don't know.
That's kind of lame.
It is. Yeah. And my other friend, she's a painter. She did it too. And she tried to call them and get some information, and they never respond. So I guess I could call too and try to do that. But, you know, I'd like to save this so I don't have to repeat it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, except for Eventney, is every show I've done has been something different, but except for Eventney, the only one, they're all sending them to my website.
Isn't it Booth Central is the most popular one?
I loved Booth Central.
That they send them to your website to make a sale.
Yes, but Crozet did that, and they did a very short show. It was like 5 hours or 6 hours long. And they have a little button that says request a chat, and they open up a special Zoom screen for you. And so I was able to make a nice sale that way. You know, once I get somebody on Zoom and I can start showing them, you know, as soon as I start moving pictures around to create a grouping, then I've got a sale almost always. And so I was able to do that with Booth Central. I haven't been able to get anybody. I've got it on my website, call me and Zoom with me, but I haven't been able to get anybody doing that. We lost Larry.
There he is. Somebody leave?
I think we lost Ron.
Well, we lost Ron before I disappeared.
Yes.
But I think Ron will come back when he figures out how to upload a picture. Yeah, I was hoping Connie would join us.
Oh, yeah.
She emailed me on Saturday saying, you know, keep posting about your meeting on Art Fair Insiders. I'd like to join in. And I post it and she doesn't join. So she's getting tired. So does anybody have any questions? Or are we going to make this a short meeting?
We're all waiting for a vaccine and get back to business.
Well, Allison, once you do get the medal, if you like it, what percentage of your shop do you think that you might convert?
I'm not converting anything in the booth. The booth goes with framed. The reason I wanted to go to metal is I do canvas, but metal is a lot easier to ship. The framed pictures cost like $150 overall to ship. And I've looked into better shipping, but FedEx does a great job. They don't break, but pretty much, you know, and I will deliver within 100 miles, but it's people are not buying the frame pictures except from my galleries.
Are you using glass or plexiglass?
Glass.
And they don't break?
No, nope, you go to FedEx and you get the large art box.
Are you putting tape on the glass?
No. It's the large art box is like a double wall box. They box the picture inside the box and then have the larger box. And I've never had one get broken, as long as they know how to pack it. One of my very first shows, I did a couple pictures in plexiglass, and it was in floor, and it got so hot that the plexiglass cracked. Now, I was new, I wasn't using real good plexiglass, but that was like, nah. No plexiglass. Plus, I hate pulling that foam off. I can't get it off right.
How much are those roughly, the FedEx art boxes?
The art box itself is $20. And
hey, Ron's here.
Yay. And he's got a picture. The problem with the box is that it reaches what FedEx calls dim weight, meaning they do it by how big it is, not by how heavy it is. And that's what pushes the price way up. They only weigh about 7-8 pounds, but in order to pack them correctly, they end up being $150. Last one I sent one to Idaho, and it was like $165. So I think the metal is a little more popular than the canvas. It's kind of getting a new look.
Well, my understanding too is Bay Photo has developed really good relationships with shippers. So the shipping cost is really low compared to what we would pay to ship it ourselves to a client.
Oh yeah, definitely.
FedEx, that, you know, there's that limit of 165 inches for length and girth, but now they add another fee in when you get to 130, which is like a big chunk too. It's like $80 or $90 more. So you've got both those fees going on. So I guess we just have to charge customers for it. That's what they can buy it or they can order.
That's why my shipping on the framed ones is $150.
Has to be, yeah.
Yeah, it ends up being, I end up a lot of times, $150 gets me to like North Carolina, and I'm in Virginia. So it's usually I'm giving them a break on the shipping price.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that doesn't account too well for the amount of time and the materials that you have to put in to build a box to ship it.
I don't build the box.
You take it somewhere?
I take it to FedEx, and they use their large art box.
Oh.
It's a special box for shipping art. Unfortunately, the box being over dim weight, they can't even ship me the box back. Because I could send that empty box, it'd be $150. So have you had good luck with Bay Photo, Ron?
I don't order metal prints. I'm not doing metal prints at this point, but most everybody I know, yeah, they have, it's really dirt cheap. A lot of them, they have them sent to their home for taking to art shows. It's stunning how inexpensive it is to ship it. And actually, shipping to a customer, it's also really cheap.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about glass, whereas I have to worry about glass.
Well, but even then, it's just hard to imagine how, if we... whatever size package you're talking about, if we were to ship it by FedEx or UPS, it would cost a lot more than what Bay Photo has brokered with these companies.
I had bad luck with Bay Photo in the beginning, and then Jeff Coe, I asked him because I know he switched over to metal, and he said, you know, who he suggested, was he using Bay Photo? And he said, no, one and done. They had a lot of quality control issues. I got probably 50% of the metal that they drop shipped, I had to have them drop ship again, which is very concerning when you're dealing with a customer.
Yeah, and there's another company in California called, it used to be called West Coast Imaging, it's now called Metal and Paper, and they're pretty exceptional in terms of their quality of everything that I've ever seen them do.
Metal Mouth has really exceptional quality. But their price, I was using them for a while, but they were pricing me out of the market. They have really, I got some samples from them and they were absolutely gorgeous, but they were twice as expensive. So I'm using, Jeff suggested Shiny Prints. So I just got notification that they were shipping. I did a sample just to be sure, because I don't want to, then I'll put them on the website unless I've actually seen what they do. One of the things I found with metal was to get that frame on the back instead of their little square.
Yeah.
I hung some at a vanity gallery where you pay to hang, and their walls weren't quite straight. And the pictures over time formed to the walls. It's like when I brought them home, they were like curved.
Ouch.
Those were Bay Photo. But I think that if you put the inner frame on the back of it, then it's not going to do that. So let's hope.
Yeah. I think one of the bigger things for me with Bay Photo was everybody that was getting metal prints got the shiny finish on it, which when they tried the matte finish or something not so reflective, they didn't like the look of it. But those shiny surfaces do reflect light pretty badly for people. And I've had, I think all of us that have sold pieces under glass, I've had customers from time to time come back after they bought a piece and they said, well, you forgot the sun comes in those big windows over there and there's a big glare.
Yeah. And I get that a lot.
Yeah.
For a long time, when I first started out, I used non-glare glass, but it doesn't look as nice unless you go to museum glass, and I'm not touching that.
Well, and it still has a reflection, too. Museum glass used to have a green reflection. There's still a little bit of... And you're right, it's about 4 to 5 times as expensive, so...
Yeah, and it's harder to work with because it's coated on both sides.
Right.
But yeah, that's the one I ordered, I think I ordered they have like a semi-gloss and shiny prints, so.
And they've come out with a new sort of matte textured finish to it that looks almost a little bit like canvas. They did a webinar thing on it. You might see if you can watch the webinar and see what you think about it.
I don't like the texture on the metal. I think that's,
Have people found over the years that people are customers or potential customers are put off by shipping costs? How do people feel about that?
I have upped my delivery to 100 miles, and I'll go a little further. In fact, when I did the Pennsylvania virtual show, I made an offer that I would drive up once with everybody's orders and meet them at a central location, but nobody ordered any. They're not ordering online, the framed ones. I'm just, unless they, I've had some, one person called me and talked to me. Actually, that was the Crozet sale. And she lived in Crozet, so I delivered them to her. But if they're not going to pay, but on the other hand, I have not seen anybody, I get reports from Shopify that says, okay, abandoned carts. And I have not seen any abandoned carts with the large frames. So they're not seeing the shipping cost and bailing. So I don't know.
Okay. How about anybody else? Anybody else there have any thoughts on your customer's reaction to when you say I'll ship it, but it'll cost you, and also, do you charge sales tax in addition to shipping if it's out of state, or do you just charge shipping?
Just charge shipping. The last one I shipped was 2018, and it was in Florida, and the lady wanted a specific picture, but she was, doing the whole snowbird thing, and she wanted it shipped up north, and she gladly paid the $150, which I thought she was crazy, but... But that's, that was 2 years ago, and that was the last one I ever shipped. Normally, I tell them, buy the print, take it, get it framed locally. Of course, they are I get probably in a normal year, a non-COVID year, I probably get a couple prints back saying, can I trade this for the framed one?
And you do, and how do you handle that?
If they're local, I'll do it.
But
nobody's ever asked me that isn't local.
But they're going to charge them then the shipping for the frame piece fully.
No, if they're local, I'll bring it to them.
No, but if it's not,
I've never had anybody ask, but yeah, I would charge the shipping.
Never? Wow.
But the thing is, because they're off size, they're expensive to frame. So it's, it's six of one, half a dozen the other. Are you going to pay the full framed price plus $150 shipping, or are you going to get a print and then, yes, they're cheaper if you buy them framed, if you take them with you, if they're not shipped, but the prints are $135. So you figure,
Is over the years, I've lost track of the number of times that when people have bought a piece and they come back and see me at some other show, they go like, wow, it costs us more to get it framed than it did to buy the art.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the take-home message for us with that?
Buy in bulk. That's why everything is the same size.
No, but I mean, from a customer standpoint, doesn't that strengthen whatever we charge for a frame piece if they like their presentation? Why would they not want it shipped? Why would they not want to buy from us later as they saw it in the booth, pay whatever shipping it costs? Because that will still be probably less than a frame shop is going to charge them to mat and frame a piece, right? Mount, mat, frame. Yeah, they have more choices in a frame shop, but it costs a lot more for those options.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I look at your booth behind you, and I see those pictures, and if I like them, and I wouldn't hesitate to have you ship those because I like the way they look. It's not like, well, I like the picture, I'm not too crazy about the mat. Some people will say that, but if they like the way those pictures look, why are they going to hesitate about paying shipping?
Well, usually it doesn't come into play until this year.
No. That's odd because, I ship big pieces every year, multiple.
Really? They take them with them. I do sell prints by order. You know, I do sell prints by order. And the only time I generally sell prints is if they want a different kind of a frame, you know?
Yeah.
You want me to frame it, you're getting a black frame, black metal frame, white mat over black. And that's what you're getting. Because I buy, you know, I get frame destination, I buy 8, 10, 12 frames at a time. And once a year, I go to Roanoke and pick up my glass. I finally found a glass wholesaler. That's the hardest thing to get.
Do you guys charge or do you insure your shipping?
Absolutely. Yes.
Do you charge the customer?
Go ahead. You
charge the customer for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'll consider, my experience has been like with FedEx, what you pay for the insurance isn't all that much more. Plus, if it arrives at the door and it's damaged and you packed it well enough that FedEx is going to look at it and go like, well, it's our fault. And I've had that happen twice on big pieces where FedEx damaged them, but they took full responsibility for it and paid the full amount. Because otherwise you're on the hook to send the customer another one because they bought it. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to lose all that much more money off of the sale of it. So I think, yeah. And FedEx has been a good handler. In fact, you can open accounts if you have a business name. You can open an account with FedEx that will give you, not so much with Ground, it'll give you a little discount, but if you ship anything else with them, it'll give you a pretty fair discount off the cost, which is good because FedEx just sent out an email that their rates are going up in January, so.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, the only when I ship a print, I do not insure them further. You know, I send them a priority mail, I get $50 free insurance, and they haven't messed one up yet. I get my tubes from Yazoo Mills, and they're awesome.
So the person who asked the question, do you insure your packages when you ship them?
It depends. If it's just like a pair of earrings or something, no, I don't bother with that. But if it's a very expensive piece, yeah, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But smaller stuff, no.
Do you get it? Do you ship the smaller things through the post office?
Through the post office.
Okay. So you get a tracking number and all that stuff. So yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And priority mail gives you the $50 free insurance. So, you know, I figure.
Yeah.
Self-insure on that.
You know, Allison, what did you say about your tubes? I've been using the ones from FedEx themselves.
Yazoo Mills is awesome. I can order from Yazoo Mills. I don't know where they are, but I can order like this afternoon and they'll be on my doorstep tomorrow. And I get special ones. They're about $3 each because I decided to do a little bit fancy on packaging and they're blue instead of white. But the ones I use are like $2 each, the white ones. And then I get labels from Vistaprint and I put labels on the outside. I just sent some in today.
Yeah, and I think another resource, if you've never looked at them, is U-Line up in Chicago. They have lots and lots and lots of packing supplies. And they have tubes, all different kinds. So is anybody having any luck on the, are you in virtual art shows anywhere having any luck? Seeing anybody else have any luck?
State College sold $300, but only $100 of that was from Pennsylvania. So I'm not sure if that was a State College sale. The other one.
Was that the one that they got coming up, the Christmas one, the holiday one? Are you talking
about? I haven't sold anything on the Christmas one. I did the one earlier in the year that was supposed to be the in place of the festival. Crozet was the most expensive one I've done and was the shortest and the most lucrative. I think I did like $800 total from them. And it was only, basically I had to sit in front of my screen for 5 hours because they had an automatic zoom in. I got to site up an event in me. It's beautiful. I really was proud of it, but I haven't sold a thing.
That's not their responsibility though. That's the promoters. They don't.
Right. Right. No, I mean, it's not an event in me. I forget who the promoter is now. I've got so many right now. I've got, it's the YMCA out of, Blacksburg, Virginia. Yeah. So it's not really my area. You know, there's few, you know, they got soaps and candles, and I took it on because I figured, well, I'm going to probably need an event in East Side eventually. Pennsylvania, I've sold nothing so far at this time. Who else is going on? Gosh.
Pink Palace is going on, and,
I did the Greenbelt Festival of Lights, which actually had a free delivery thing where they had a drop-off location, which is not too far from me. It's about 100 miles. I've gotten a lot of traffic from it, but no sales. Again, it's a kind of that, you know, these were just like, hey, what else am I doing things? Because it's for, you know, the soap, the candle, the basic crafts.
Well, as these virtual shows start raising their cost to participate, because I believe that YMCA one, it was $100 for a virtual booth, roughly, between application fee and booth fee, right? I think it was around $100.
I don't think it was. I thought a Crozet was like $100.
No, YMCA one was too, and because they had like a $25 or $35 application fee.
That's right. Yes, YMCA.
Maitland is around $100, and there was a show in Fort Collins, Colorado. It was $145. These are for virtual booth spaces. How do you guys kind of what the threshold is, you know, to make this
the
work?
The State College one was $25, the first one I did, and that, you know, I made money. I only did the YMCA one because I figured I was going to have to set up Event Me anyway, and I had high hopes for it, but I don't think anything's coming of it. Greenbelt wasn't very expensive. Greenbelt was $20. And, I mean, Crozet, I think, was $100 as well because they use Booth Central. The ones that are just sending people to your website shouldn't be that expensive.
No. But and is there really, given Central Pennsylvania, given how powerful that show is when it actually physically happens, but how abysmal it sure seemed to be in the virtual world, because that's all they did was send you to the websites, right?
Yeah.
Right. So do you think there's anything being learned by promoters in this virtual world of these experiences, or that's going to change the outcome? Because if this is the future for the next 6 months or 8 months, or some shows are starting to talk about doing a virtual show in addition to the physical show, what do they need to hear from us? I mean, they have the data. They should know it's not being successful. Or if they don't, if they're using Evently, they do have that information. If they're just sending you to the website, they probably don't. But do we need to tell them, hey, you know.
I like the idea of EventMe. I was in on the YMCA sent me a link to one of their Zoom meetings, and they had the EventMe person on who explained that people were really getting frustrated with going to separate websites, and I could see that happening. That with EventMe, they're right there on the site. But the other thing is, EventMe, you pay a percentage, and that's going to the show. That's not going to EventMe.
No. EventMe takes 5%. They take credit card transactions, and then anything beyond that is what the show adds on to EventMe. So EventMe takes
5%. EventMe is making money there.
But EventMe will make no money unless the show promotes it. And the artists sell artwork so that there's money being generated to pay the fee to EventMe and to a promoter if they tack it on.
And EventMe should not cost $100 if they're...
$100 for what?
To do a virtual show. I don't think it should cost $100. Oh, Larry, you're muted.
The shows are taking a percentage.
The shows get the percentage. Right. So why are they charging me extra to apply and everything, you know, $100 when they're going to make, you know, a money?
Well, my personal feeling on that is that they're concerned they're not going to make any money or may not make that much. So they're just going to take their money off the top, which is the booth fee. Now, if they need that to promote the show, that's a different thing, because if they spend it to promote the show and then make money beyond that. But if they're not tacking on a percentage to EventMe and they're just taking a straight booth fee, that's kind of disconcerting to me that shows do that, because then unless we know they're going to spend that money in promotion, who's going to promote the event? Because nobody's going to go to EventMe. They don't know it exists, that page for EventMe, unless they get there, right?
Unless we advertise it. And
well,
I'm not seeing a lot of, well, I can't. And the other thing is I can't see traffic on EventMe. I tried setting up Google Analytics, but I'm, you know.
But you can go through if you want to spend the time on an EventMe site, like say PayPal. Yeah. And you can look at each artist and you can go through their portfolio and see what's in a shopping cart, what's been sold out, you know, an item that's there with no inventory. So you can begin to tell, and especially on a weekend, when you think, well, maybe people are out looking.
Yeah, EventMe does have a place where you can see how many hits you're getting on your store. And it seemed to get a lot of hits, but, and like I said, I think it was more the type of show that they're not looking for expensive artwork. They're looking for more your lower craft,
yeah.
You know, so I think as an adjunct to a physical show, I think it would be great. You know, that if they are advertising the show with our booth fee, and, you know, EventMe just happens to be part of it, that it could work out well. Now, the Roanoke virtual show I did, I'm like, it was so stupidly done that I'm not planning on doing Roanoke next year. It was just a long stream of artist videos. And if you were at the end or the beginning, you know, I talked to Carrie Jacobson, who was at the beginning, and it was a beautiful video. She said she got nothing from it. People had to be online the entire time. And I think what went wrong with Williamsburg is that they had streaming acts and everything. You know, they had streaming music, streaming musical acts, streaming, and basically the people were staring. If you went away from the web, from the Williamsburg site to go look at somebody's website, now you missed that. It's like at the regular show, they do have all the musical acts, but people can walk around and hear them. It was kind of like we were competing with the music, and I didn't think that worked very well. I forget who else I'm doing. State College, YMCA. Oh, Crozet is still up. It just doesn't have the button to Zoom. And I'm doing somebody else. Oh, Greenbelt. Yeah. You look cold, Larry.
So, Larry, are you hearing of any people having any success on the virtual shows?
I'm not hearing anything. I'm not following. I guess they talk about it on Mark's forum.
Oh, Mark Lopes?
No, yeah, Mark Grosser, the Art Fair Reviews.
Oh,
he's doing something that Art Fair National, anybody signed up for that?
Yeah, $25 a month.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hate that when they do that. It's like, you know, you they're selling it, they're selling it. I'm like, how much does it cost?
But you get the first month free.
Whoopee. I'm paying $29 for Shopify. It's getting a lot more action.
I'm curious to know how that works in 6 months.
Shopify?
What?
No, Mark Grosser set up a, like a, not a Shopify, but a artist section. It's kind of art fair storefronts, you know, any of those that he's basically, but I'm already paying $29 a month of Shopify for my own website.
But when you, with what Mark is doing, do you send people just to your site or do you send them to the website where they can see lots of other people's work?
Either.
Pardon?
Either.
Neither.
Either.
Either.
So they go to the website and they see everybody's work and then they can click off to your website. Or is he selling off of there? Because $25 a month is a lot.
It has a shopping cart.
Oh, okay. Why would I?
But again, like I said, 6 months from now, I'll be curious to see what everybody says.
Yeah, I think everybody's scrambling for something.
And people, I guess people are signing up because they want to please Mark.
I personally don't like Mark much. So I thought maybe he was doing it out of the goodness of his heart because I couldn't find any pricing on it.
He spent money having it built. So, anyway, if there's nothing else, I have to go feed the dogs.
Oh, wow. It's time for me to clean the kitty litter.
Thanks, Larry.
Yep.
Thanks, Larry.
Hey, Ron, it's nice to see a picture there.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, Shirley.
Bye.
Bye, Eric.
Thanks.
Bye.
See you guys next week.
Bye.